the leftist philosopher Prince. We knelt and prayed for too long. He had that kind of effect, a filter. It takes months to stand up, limp away, a year more still to mend our voice. We unpick, restitch, unpick. The tip of thread with a tear from the eye of an old needle. In nautical twilight, each of his half-lies linked arms with our denial. Don thin cotton gloves, examine these artifacts. Can you see the cracks? He contorted our ancient hymns in his head. The quality of dubbing is almost impressive, as though we had said, "We need you," when what we had said was, "We heed you." When asked why, the Russian archangel placed his hand squarely on our shoulders. "Men are bad," he says. We say to the uninvited guest, "Watch your step." Absence says nothing back. Sits on the corner of the bed, swings its legs. Patience, silence, cocoon Saturn's children. Newborn skies bleed and bruise, naked light, black hole nights. We don't prick our fingers. He did warn us in that fractional truth way that is his custom. We don't see him in the sea of faces or at every turn or even in any cliches, so he messages us repeatedly, like cracked pepper we didn't ask for. Absence is our role model. We say nothing back. Look to the desert. Swathe ourselves in black scarves, step by step to desiccation. Of us bone people in the end. In the now, we must reduce ourselves to bone broth, simmer until the distillation is complete, until his cells evaporate and all that's left is us. A scaffold, a dagger, a skeleton, a shawl, a room, a disentangled constellation. Quietly in the stadium stalls, we see the eyes, gentle on us, bloodshot on him, licking wild feline lips. Can you see absence there? Running a phantom finger across the blade of a pen, looking at us with lowered lids, temptress of contempt. But we are alchemists. See how we rise to metamorphize. We can't run, but we can write. And there's no better mistress than me to record the degree to which inequality is served. Take my hand. It is your hand. It is her hand. It is their hand. It is our hand. That when we braid our threads into his half remain limp, unwoven, all bitchin' and no stitchin'. We unpick, restitch. Unpick, restitch. The princeling tells us about revolution, economics, politics, not to vote. He does not recall we have a degree in political science. With one hand on the trigger and one foot on the gas, he says, "You're upset and that's triggering me. I'm not gaslighting you, that's not what gaslighting is. Maybe you just can't do polyamory." He knows everything. He knows everything is pointless. He knows no point. He knows no less and no more than everything. He does not know that revolution means to come back to the beginning, or that we were born with flames and sharp metal inside of us, not for his popcorn libido, but because it is an inheritance, our matrilineal morning star rage. And we the royal, we the stony-eyed, we the swamp dwellers, we the coerced, the molder, the moldy, the detritus, we the fallen. Forgive me. My labia flap and tap at the keys in this tempest. Can't help it, because those without testicles can't really write and know so much less than those who think with their prick, even though needleworks relegated to the feminine. Get to the point. Norman Mailer said, I can't write on account of my gonads being on the inside and not the out. He said this the year before he stabbed his wife in the chest multiple times. She survived because, both anatomically and metaphorically, the guy had no clue where the heart is.